Welcome to Kick-Ass Radio, hosted by Jo Sainsbury, founder of Kick-Ass Women. Join Jo over the next hour as she shares stories and conversations that are both inspiring and empowering. Having spent over 30 years in the corporate sector, Jo Sainsbury kicked off her heels and became a coal train driver working in the rail and mining industry. It has been her goal ever since to empower and support women who are considering a career change into an industry role, making the transition as smooth as possible. Jo is a walking, talking success story of how taking the plunge into industry can open up a world of opportunity. And you can do it too. If you're a woman working in industry or considering a career change, this is the radio station for you. Let's get into this episode of Kick-Ass Radio.
Hey, glow-getters, welcome to the Kick-Ass Radio Show. Welcome to today's show, and it's coming to you straight off me, just finishing night shift on a balmy 13 degrees, fresh, crisp morning, and I'm now back in camp out in the wild, wild west of Moranbah, located in the Bowen Basin mining region of central Queensland. And today's show is all about a career in the rail industry. Go figure. Women are changing the world, and so can you. You can make a real difference. Choose a career in rail. A career in rail can take you around the world to work on some of the most exciting infrastructure projects taking place today. You can be part of building our sustainable future and make a real difference to the communities that you work in. Now, whether you're beginning your career, you're looking for new challenges, you're returning to work, or simply after a career change, the rail industry offers rewarding career opportunities in a variety of roles. So you can work on exciting projects. There's like $155 billion in rail investment in Australia expected over the next decade, and there has never been a better time to work in rail. And you can be part of city-shaping projects, just like the Sydney Metro, Brisbane's Cross River Rail, or even the Auckland City Link, to be at the forefront of the future of all rail. Or you can work on the transformative Inland Rail project to boost Australia's freight networks. So whether you are working on the critical design and construction of these landmark projects, or taking on the smooth operation and maintenance of the network, or you're running the freight, your role in the rail industry will make a difference to the cities and the towns that you work and live in. So jump on board and discover for yourself the enormous range of jobs and career opportunities open to you, such as train crew, like myself, being a train driver. You can be a network planner, a network controller, a train controller, or a signaller, just to name a few. You are listening to the Kick-Ass Radio Show Kickstart, where we talk about all things women working in non-traditional roles, in varied male-dominated industries, and I tell you how it is. Today is episode 34, A Career in Rail. I'm your host, Jo Sainsbury, the glow-getter. I've got my high vis on still. I hope we can keep you in good company over the coming hour. And a huge shout-out to all the women working out on track and on site today all over the globe. May you stay safe and have a fantastic shift. And this might also be a good time for a trigger warning that today's radio show does and may contain some adult language. Let's get into it. So let's first off, we'll kickstart today's show with a little history lesson in the railroad industry. So wherein it was the women who were laying their own tracks and stepping up to the plate, so to speak. The female connection with railroading dates as far back as 1838. Now, many people aren't aware of how big of a role women played in railway history. And I was actually quite surprised myself by a lot of what I have learned gathering this information together for today's show. I was pleasantly surprised when I came across some old articles and historical facts of which I was unaware of. So there is evidence that women played a part in the early construction of the railways, and in the 1850s, a woman by the name of Elizabeth Holman worked for the Greater Western Railway as a navvy by pretending to be a man. How's that? Excuse me. Another surprising fact was that of a female inventor by the name of Eliza Murphy, she had been focused on the mechanics of the railroad. Now, she was creating devices for improving how bearings on a rail wheel attached to the train cars and responded to the axles. Now, the device, or packing, as it was referred to, was used to lubricate the axles with oil, which reduced derailments caused by the seized axles and bearings. So if you've heard the term pack and seal, that's what it's talking about. Murphy held 16 patents for her 1870 invention. And then in 1879, another female inventor by the name of Mary Elizabeth Walton, she developed a system that deflected emissions from the smokestacks on the old railroad steam locomotives. She was awarded 2 patents for her pollution-reducing device. Then there was Nancy P. Wilkinson, and she was a cattle rancher's daughter from Indiana, and she created the cattle car in 1881. So using a rack and pinion mechanism, she devised sliding partitions that separated the livestock in compartments for the food and water troughs. Then by the 1890s, women were working on small railroads in various capacities and often dressed as men so as not to be noticed. But by the early part of the 20th century, women were railroad designers, they were depot architects, and bacteriologists studying refrigerator car efficiency. So far back then. The 20th century's 2 world wars changed women's employment opportunities on the railway. This is where the history is made. So as railway men went to fight or operate railways abroad, the railway companies had to reevaluate the contribution women could make. So in the First World War, women were restricted in the type of work they were allowed to do and were generally employed as porters, locomotive cleaners, and train guards. So there were actually posters from the Second World War era that urged women to fill the role left by the departed soldiers, and they were branding them essential women in uniform on the posters. So if women back then hadn't stepped up to the plate, we probably wouldn't be here now. I wouldn't have this job now. You never know. It puts it into focus how female workers kept the railway system functioning while so many of the soldiers were off fighting overseas. More than 100,000 women worked in the railroad industry during World War I, taking over the dirtiest and most physical of jobs in the train yards. Women had more than proved themselves at men's work. So when war came again in 1939 by way of World War II, when Rosie the Riveter, you know, we can do it, beckoned women to war industry jobs. The number of women working on the railroad had doubled. The opportunities presented to them for work were far greater. Now, women were now able to work in railway operations and infrastructure. So where women were involved in operations, this centered on level crossing gatekeeping. So they were the gatekeepers. And this was a great responsibility for the safety of both the railway workers and passengers. They were conductors, they were mechanics, and they worked on track. Now, they probably did every job that a man would have done on the railway at that point in time. And women also typically worked in the traditional housekeeping roles. They were employed as cleaners, cooks, laundresses, seamstresses, and as attendants in the ladies' waiting rooms, in the bathrooms. So by 1945, some 116,000 women were working on railroads. Now, if you Google female trailblazers, and dozens of names come up, like Marie Curie, Harriet Tubman, Amelia Earhart, Rosa Parks, Sandra Day O'Connor, and the list goes on. But 2 names are noticeably absent, and that's of Bonnie Leake and Edwina Justice, women who stepped into a man's world to become Union Pacific's first female and first black female locomotive engineers, respectively. Women have come a long way over the past century, and the rail industry is no exception. Historically, circumstances created job opportunities for women out of necessity, being the World Wars. However, this hasn't stopped the hard work being done to attract and develop successful women who will keep the industry moving forward. Women of the rail industry often are referred to as women of steel, and the designation could not be truer of the amazing women and their stories of courage and steel determination that proudly hold their head up high within their position in the history books. We need to invest in recruitment, training, creating a more inclusive workplace culture, and supporting development and progression of women through the business. We need to engage more with schools, colleges, and universities to encourage girls and young women in particular to choose these careers in STEM, the science, the technology, the engineering, and the mathematics, as worthwhile subjects at school and in higher education. And by doing this, we are inspiring future generations to get involved in the rail industry and engineering as a career in order to develop, maintain, and operate our rail industry for decades to come. We need to make women aware of the types of roles that exist in the rail industry, and that is a great career path. We need women to kick off their heels, step out of their comfort zones, and have a go at some of these roles. It would be silly not to grasp the opportunity. Now, I can talk from experience. And today, it is recognised that a strong and safe workforce is a diverse workforce. So I always say, go on, get your glow on. That's what we've got on. Okay, we'll take a little break and listen to a tune, and I'll be back with you soon.
Hi, I'm Jo Sainsbury, founder of Kick-Ass Women. As a woman working in industry, I want to share my knowledge and experience and industry know-how to support you if a change in your life is what you are looking for. Join me on my radio show, Kick-Ass Radio, every Friday morning at 10 a.m. across Australia or on Thursday afternoon at 5 p.m. in the US. What are you waiting for? Go on, get your glow on.
Rail is a fast-growing and diverse industry with a prosperous future. It provides many opportunities for motivated and talented applicants from a range of academic backgrounds who are looking to be future leaders in one of Australasia's largest industries. Now, the rail industry's business is transporting people and freight to their destinations safely and efficiently. Now, we help our customers take more than 900 million trips on our trains every year. We also move more than 1 billion tons of freight across the country. So to do this, dedicated teams ensure that 42,262 kilometres of track, over 1,900 locomotives and 32,000 wagons and carriages are maintained and operate safely. Now, this major national industry employs more than 200,000 people in a wide range of occupations, disciplines and professions. And there are more than 180 companies comprising private and public operators, passenger and freight operators, track owners and managers, manufacturers and suppliers that operate in urban, regional and rural areas of Australia and New Zealand. So the rail industry has a campaign run by, and it's called Rail Careers, and it's a campaign to promote the multitude of rewarding career opportunities that exist in the rail industry and the variety of pathways available for entering the rail workforce. So the Australasian rail industry is diverse. It's innovative and technologically advanced, and it is in a period of significant growth. It's an exciting time to be involved in an industry which is transforming our cities and regional communities. So there's projects driving this boom that include the Cross River Rail in Brisbane, the Inland Rail, the Sydney and Melbourne Metros, the Level Crossing Removal Program, and that's a pretty big project from what I hear, and the MetroNet project in Perth. There's also the rail extensions in South Australia. There's expansion of rail lines in the Pilbara, and there's numerous light rail projects in cities right across the country. Now, recent studies have shown that already committed to projects will continue to see the rail sector's employment needs grow in the coming 5 to 10 years. Now, the rail industry looks for applicants who are able to bring a variety of skills and attributes that will add value to rail right across Australasia. So whether you are leaving school, you wanting to change careers, or you're wanting to return to the workforce, rail offers a diverse range of exciting career opportunities you never knew existed, and there has never been a better time to apply. So they offer a great graduates program. So graduates are provided with a network of opportunities to become involved in projects on hand, which make a real difference to Australasia's urban and regional economies and the lives of those like us living right across Australia and New Zealand. So the graduates are called from all disciplines and are invited to join this growing and important program. So a few of the examples, you've got engineering graduates. So a number of engineering graduate programs are available within the Australian rail industry. And an engineering career within the rail industry, it offers a huge variety of roles and projects, which are critical to the future expansion of Australian rail. Then we hop off and get onto the next station, and we're looking at information technology. There's opportunities for graduates who hold a degree in IT, and they're available within the rail industry. Now, IT graduates play an important role in the design and the delivery of exciting projects across the rail network. So graduate programs provide the opportunity to develop technical and professional capabilities. So we're at the next stop now. We're at service delivery and operational. So within this, the rail industry is based on the provision of customer service and the safe operation of its trains. So service delivery and operational graduate programs aim to expose the graduates to both customers-facing and operational aspects of the business with a view to improving our customers' experiences. And then our next stop is into assets and infrastructure. So infrastructure workers, they are tradespeople and technicians and are currently in huge and high demand. So people in these roles have responsibility for building and maintaining infrastructure, rolling stock, the track, communications, control systems, and also the associated capital works and the strategic asset management of all those realms. So we're on to our next stop here, business and humanities. For those who have completed business humanities or the generalist degrees, the aim of graduate programs is to expose graduates to a wide variety of disciplines right across the business and to allow management and leadership skills to be developed. So there's record-breaking technologies, the end of paper-based ticketing, and the electrification growing wider and wider, and the decarbonisation of the networks. These are recurring themes for the rail industry, which is currently investing heavily as it plans for the future. Yet it is still uncertain what the advent of the next generation railways will mean at a workforce level. We're talking about AI and automation there. However, here are the jobs on the rise and in demand in rail now. So first off, we've got big data analysts. So providing personalised services to customers is currently one of the highest priorities on most operators' agendas, and there is no other way to obtain it than through detailed data analysis. So there's in-depth studies of crowd movements, peak hours, and individual journeys, which are key to understanding what passengers want, their routines, and consequently their needs. So we're talking about metro rail there in our bigger capital cities, metropolitan cities. So as a result, companies are spending big to gather as much data on their customers as possible. So they're spending money analysing and tracking which tracks passengers' movements on the rail transport. So with rail passenger numbers currently on the rise, this practice is a challenge that few can take on board. So while AI, artificial intelligence, will no doubt do much of the heavy lifting, creating real value will increasingly require a new set of skilled staff capable of analysing this big data, singling out information and extracting the key focus areas out of all of that. Then we come on to the cybersecurity experts. Together with climate change, cybersecurity is possibly one of the biggest threats of the century for not only global railways, but for everyone. And it could worsen as time goes by and the 5G era really kicks in. So with episodes like, you know, the terrorist attacks and the 2017 WannaCry attack, which halted operations right across Germany's rail network, considerable efforts are being made to protect railways from hackers. So concerns are further fueled by the arrival and the implementation more so of 5G in stations and onboard trains, which could expose operators and passengers to further data breaches and disrupted services. However, this is creating a new range of opportunities for specialised companies that are tracking all that kind of IT stuff. And as operators, they are increasingly looking to create new cybersecurity task teams. So there's opportunities there. Then we've got the climate change experts. So the demand is already high for environmental engineers and climate change experts right across all branches of the rail industry. Though as time goes by, the jobs profile could evolve into something more specific. And this is because climate change and its damages will probably intensify with the passing of time. And railway lines right around the world will need to be ready for extremely adverse weather conditions. And that's ranging from, you know, the cold to the heat, cyclones, hurricanes to fires. As such, long-term planning will be crucial to mitigate the impact of all these adverse weather and climate change conditions that we're likely to witness and witness a drastic change. So AI, the Industrial Internet of Things, and digitalisation specialists, they're going to be in demand. From AI to the Industrial Internet of Things to machine learning, the rail industry is increasingly embracing digitalisation. However, with the true impact of some of these technologies is still uncertain, but many still being very much in their early stages of research and implementation. But as time goes by, more and more new recruits to the rail industry will specialise in these cutting-edge technologies to facilitate a wide range of uses, including predictive maintenance, app development, and signalling. So regardless of your education or your work experience, the rail industry has many opportunities for women who are looking for a career with plenty of on-the-job support provided through training and development. So applicants from all other industries and backgrounds are always encouraged to apply for positions within the Australian rail industry. And it's where you can apply your transferable skills. Now, we've talked about transferable skills many a time. And you can also undertake further training and development in different aspects like corporate roles, engineering, like we said, customer service, infrastructure and operations. So with rail organisations located all across Australia and New Zealand, the rail industry has a network of opportunities and jobs in all major cities, in regional, rural and in far remote locations. And rail is entering an exciting period as a result of unprecedented investment and expansion. Now, this transformation provides rail with the unique opportunity to embrace change and improve the gender diversity of the workforce. Gender diversity, as any organisational culture change, is driven by the industry leaders, champions of change. Now, these leaders made an outstanding contribution to the Australasian rail sector by proactively influencing others to achieve gender diversity and inclusion in the rail workforce, and already have inspired many women, like myself, to join the industry through changing perceptions. Pretty cool. Okay, let's hear a quick word from one of our show's sponsors, and then we'll get back on board.
Hey, Glow Getters. Did you know that Jo Sainsbury is a published author for her book, High Heels to High Viz, and has been named an Amazon number one bestseller? Telling the story about Jo's transition from the corporate sector into industry,
High Heels to High Viz acts as a guide for women who are considering a non-traditional role and career. High Heels to High Viz is available for purchase online at all leading bookstores, including Amazon, Dimex, Waterstones and eBay.
We're back. Okay, thanks for a word from our sponsors. Now we're into the Kick-Ass Women Making Waves segment, and it's where we recognise extraordinary achievements and contributions women have made and continue to make in our unbalanced world. So women are making their own noise about equality and diversity and achievement in all sectors of industry in a world that often serves up extra hurdles for females. Now, these women are trailblazers who, through courage and perseverance, they challenge the status quo. They defy societal norms with the love of their work and improving the quality of life for many others. They are mothers, they are daughters, they are sisters. They are worthy to be honoured. So each week, I shine a spotlight on one or a collective of these extraordinary women who are making a difference and that are inspiring and empowering role models. So this week, our kick-ass woman making waves spotlight is on Rochelle Reynolds of V-Line. And Rochelle is also the Deputy Chair of Women in Rail Advisory Committee of the Australasian Railway Association. Now, Rochelle has forged a successful career, or she had forged a successful career, in the power industry for more than 13 years, taking on roles spanning everything from power generation right through to energy retailing. But at some point, she realised it was time to expand into something new. The power industry's loss was rail's gain. Now, the rail industry appealed to Rochelle due to the similarities with power generation, including a heavy engineering and regulatory focus on safety and environment implications. So Rochelle says working in an industry that provides an essential service aligns to her values as well. And Rochelle joined V-Line as its company secretary 4 years ago and has held a series of roles in the organisation, ultimately moving into the operational side of the business, where she is now Director Business and Transformation Operations. So from the very beginning, Rochelle says she felt like she belonged in rail. Now, this industry has provided her with lots of opportunities to grow and develop. In August last year, Rochelle was one of the speakers at the Australasian Railway Association's inaugural Women in Conversations webinar. And as the Deputy Chair of the ARA, Women in Rail Advisory Committee, Rochelle believes there are significant opportunities for women working in this industry. The rail industry offers women opportunities and a variety of work, she says. And there is significant investment in rail, which only fosters this favourable situation. The rail industry is changing, and all organisations are really focused on inclusion. So while the rail industry would have previously been considered male-dominated, today there is a lot of diversity, not just gender, and that's with lots of career development support provided. So for Rochelle, she said she needs to feel like she is making a difference, and this includes, first and foremost, the diversity agenda. So last year in 2020, Rochelle championed an inaugural women's forum at V-Line. And the women's forum was a one-day program developed in-house with the support of a fantastic team of other senior women from V-Line. Rochelle said they brought together 20 women developing in their career to provide networking opportunities and support, tips and skills for women as they navigate through their careers in the rail industry. And she said they had an amazing feedback from the attendees on the benefits of the forum that they got out of it. So congratulations to Rochelle Reynolds. You are one hell of a kick-ass woman making waves. And here's the shout out to Kick-Ass Women Making Waves series. It's all about recognising that our success and where we are in life is at least somewhat thanks to the efforts, support, mentorship, love, and encouragement of these other women. So if there's someone that you know that you want to give a shout out to, let me know. Send me an email at Jody, J-O-D-Y, at kickasswomen.com.au, and we will get them up on this segment. Okay, let's hear another quick word from one of the show's great sponsors, and we'll be back with a little more.
Hey, Glow Getters. Did you know that Jo Sainsbury is a published author for her book, High Heels to High Viz, and has been named an Amazon number one bestseller? Telling the story about Jo's transition from the corporate sector into industry, High Heels to High Viz acts as a guide for women who are considering a non-traditional role and career. High Heels to High Viz is available for purchase online at all leading bookstores, including Amazon, Dimex, Waterstones, and eBay.
So keeping on track, here's a couple of real career stories. So the following is just a couple of personal stories from just some of the amazing women from across the Australian rail industry. And they tell us why they came to work for rail. They recount their experiences and describe the career opportunities available to them. So each person plays a vital role in working to ensure efficient, safe railways into the future. And as you'll discover by hearing these stories, the rail industry is continually growing and changing. So whether you're beginning your career, like we said, you're looking into enhance your development, returning to work, or you're simply after a career change, a career in rail can take you to fascinating and challenging places. Take it from me. Rail is one of the largest and most diverse industries in Australia, and it's offering you a true network of opportunities. So I hope these stories will encourage you and inspire you to consider the rail industry as a great place to work and advance your career. So thank you to the storytellers for generously sharing their experiences with me. And so we'll kick off with a coal train driver. That would be myself. Now, I love getting on a coal train in the middle of the night. The night sky is overwhelmingly breathtaking and inspirational. The night sky is exciting to explore. What your eyes can create with the stars is truly a magical effect. Now, the perfect night sky for me is when the sky looks like it's covered by a dome and the stars appear to be closer, like to you. The darker the sky, the clearer the stars appear. It's truly impossible to look beyond the captivating stars on a beautiful night. And I would say that the most enjoyment I get from my job is from having the best view from our office window. You get to see the changing seasonal surroundings and scenery, and it's beautiful. You do get to see some spectacular sunrises and sunsets. You get to see nature and native wildlife at their best and at their worst, unfortunately, as roadkill. At first, I found the long and irregular hours of work challenging. So being a train driver involves erratic working patterns, and there are early starts and late finishes. So you do make sacrifices. And if it means you go to bed at 3 p.m. in the afternoon, well, then you just do that. Then there's the terminology. It was another minor challenge for me when I first started. It's the opposite of what you might expect. So in railway terminology, down means we travel away from the mine site, and up means traveling away from the port site, which it doesn't make sense when you're traveling the direction on the train anyway. And one of the other biggest challenges is that a huge part of the driver's job is knowing everything about the route they are driving. You've got to know the sections. You've got to know speed limits, speed restrictions. Be aware of track works, rail traffic delays that hold you up. There's safety requirements, of course, and the signals to the and then to the gradients and some slight bumps in the track. But the most important and crucial to the job, of course, is obeying the signalling system. It's very much like your road rules. You can't go through a red light. It's like memorising a routine, getting to know your track route. So on any given shift, it's high stakes and there's no room for error. you have to approach your train handling and management in accordance with the signalling rules and regulations, using the braking techniques that you learn throughout your training. And there's a variety of things that can go wrong in train driving. But shit, there's an incredible feeling of empowerment knowing I can handle it all myself. And that's pretty friggin' cool. Then we've heard from a driver trainer. So she says she's constantly upskilling and attending courses to expand her knowledge as a driver trainer. When she left high school, she wanted job stability, somewhere that could provide a long and enjoyable working life. Now, she was looking for a challenging career, not an office job, but somewhere outdoors where she could mix with, you know, people. So the role as train driver suited her down to the ground. So the job is stable. She's been there for 22 and a half years now, and no 2 days are the same. She learns or she does something new each day, she says. And she started out as a trainee, which is a bit like an apprentice, more or less, and which we do. We start out as trainee train drivers. And since then, she's driven many types of freight trains, a variety of suburban trains, and now she is a driver trainer. So she's developed up the, you know, and progressed in the career path. She teaches new trainees how to drive trains. And it's really rewarding to pass on her knowledge of trains and the rail industry to new drivers. So there's a lot of satisfaction in watching people improving their driving skills until they can drive professionally with minimal assistance and supervision from her. So the industry has changed, she said, and considerably since she started. It's now more safety focused and technology is playing a major role in driving procedures. Of course, there's new trains and new train lines have been introduced. So she's always learning new things and she is continually upskilling, attending courses to learn new technology, new rules and techniques, and then she passes this knowledge onto her trainees. Paying it forward pays back. So outside of work, her children are competitive swimmers and normally juggling a full-time job and managing the other important things in her life would be difficult. But this job allows her to work on a rotating roster, which in turn allows her to support her family in more social activities, which is great from a family perspective. And her role is interesting. It's reliable, the pay is great, and she appreciates the many strong friendships that she's formed. So that's coming from a train driver. So she said learning new techniques and talking to workmates about the job makes her look forward to coming to work each and every day. So driver trainer, sorry. Then you have a network controller. So this lady was the first female train controller in New South Wales. And since she started 26 years ago, the rail industry and train control have changed significantly and dramatically. She has seen huge technological changes in train control, including the introduction of computers, enhancements to the systems, and even changes to train lengths over the years, which that's significant. And one of the things that originally attracted her to rail was the opportunity to climb up through the job progression, the ladder, and move to different places within Australia. So her first job was as a junior station assistant in Broken Hill. And then after that, she was rostered into train crew in Orange and Wollongong, then had the privilege of being the first female train controller in New South Wales. She has now moved to Adelaide as a network controller. And in this role, she controls train movements, ensuring they arrive on time and without incident. So when an incident does happen, the network controller is in the thick of it all. They're organising everything to make the train safe and have it back on track. So this is the bit she loves the most, she says. Her work is like a big computer game, a very serious computer game at that. And she makes sure trains are on the right path, the right track, and controls when they stop and start using the latest technology. Her skills and experience make sure it all happens seamlessly. It's an important, responsible, and very rewarding job. Now, the area she controls covers 410 kilometres from Port Augusta to Tarcoola, where the line to Perth branches off to go to Darwin. Now, it's so big that some days she starts work as a train enters her territory from one end and it's still on her screen when she does her handover to the next control at her end of shift. So this makes you realise just how big Australia is. That train hasn't reached its destination in her 10-hour, 12-hour shift. And rail has had a huge impact on her life. You could say that it is my life, she says, as I've worked in it for so long. The shift work suits her. I like taking her dog. Oh, she likes taking her dog for a run along the beach in the morning before coming to work in the afternoon. And she's made some great friendships all over Australia throughout her rail career. And she says rail is a great place to learn. And the fact that we're paid well is a bonus. And she's had many mentors who have helped her make her the person she is today. And she's definitely grown as a person. She's now more confident, and one day she'd love to be paid to travel around the world. Wouldn't we all? Who knows where rail will take you? That's a great opportunity. How about a rail safety investigator? Now, this lady, as an investigator, she was attracted to rail because she knew the work would be varied. She's only been working in the rail industry for a little over a year and a half. But prior to this, she was working as a detective in the New South Wales Police Force. And she says, although her lack of rail experience has brought with it some disadvantages to her role, she firmly believes she was able to bring a fresh set of eyes to the business and enable others to see things from a different perspective in their investigative teams. So as an investigator, she was attracted to rail because she knew the work would be varied as it was in the police force and every day would bring a new challenge. Although she is working in an industry that most consider to be male-dominated, in her experience this is no longer the case. Since her time at Brookfield Rail, the business has been successful in developing initiatives to achieve gender diversity in their workplace. And she says her day-to-day duties as a rail safety investigator include investigating, of course, a range of incidents that occur on or around their network, such as train derailments, safe working breaches, environmental and OHS-related incidents, collisions and fatalities. And the purpose of these investigations is to find out what occurred, why it occurred, and what recommendations can be made to the business in an attempt to prevent reoccurrence. And that's a number one thing. So she thoroughly enjoys conducting these investigations and interviewing people because she finds it really interesting when you are able to identify the key moments where things started to go wrong. Therefore, she thinks it's really important that we have an investigations capability within Brookfield Rail, where she works, so people can use the investigation process as a time to voice their concerns about a particular procedure, a rule or system, and maybe a recommendation they can put forward to address and improve safety. So she's currently completing an accelerated Masters of Business Administration through the Australian Institute of Business, and she hopes this degree will allow her to gain a broader understanding of the way the business operates, and hopes to lead to a long and rewarding career within the rail industry. So there you have it. Just a couple of great career stories from the rail industry. Now, like we said, regardless of your education or your work experience, the rail industry has many opportunities for women who are looking for a career with plenty of on-the-job support provided through training and development. So have a think about it. We'll have a little break and we'll be back to get our take five.
Hey, Glowgetters, have you heard about Kick-Ass Women? Founded by Jo Sainsbury, Kick-Ass Women is dedicated to empowering and supporting women who are considering a career change into an industry role. Visit our brand new website at www.kickasswomen.com.au or follow Kick-Ass Women on Facebook and LinkedIn today to keep up to date with all things Kick-Ass Women and the incredible opportunities and content we have for you. See you there, Glowgetters.
You take five tips why it's a good investment to work in the rail industry. Number one, drive innovation and new technology. The global rail technology market is worth $362 billion and continues to grow as more rail operators upgrade their networks. You can help drive innovation to support the growth of the industry to make sure we meet the needs of the future. Number two, you contribute to a sustainable future. Rail is a crucial part of the sustainable development of our cities and towns. Greater use of rail takes cars and trucks off the road, reduces emissions, and supports healthier communities. Be part of an industry that is supporting a sustainable future to make a difference where you live and where you work. Number three, travel the world when we can, again, post-COVID. A career in rail can take you around the world to work with experts and leaders across the infrastructure sector. You use your career as a springboard to new horizons wherever life takes you when you can. Number four is find a rich and rewarding career that lasts. Rail offers the opportunity to move between roles and specializations as your career develops, so providing a rich and rewarding career that stands the test of time. Join the rail industry to develop your career for the long term, the longevity. And then number five, find your community. There were 20,000 new jobs created in the Australian rail industry in the last 5 years alone. So as more people seek out the benefits of working in rail, when you start your career in rail, you become part of that community. That's your tribe. Find out more about the many people that have found their careers in the industry in the ARA's Faces of Rail campaign. That's the Australasian Railway Association's Faces of Rail campaign. And yours truly is one of those friendly faces you'll see there. Okay. Lastly, here's your safety affirmation pertinent to what we're talking about today. Through the dark night, chasing the morning light, that headlight streaming white through the night is the train keeping on track. Pretty deep. Okay, that's it, guys. I do hope you found the information helpful and valuable, and it gives you something to ponder and have a think about over the weekend. Perhaps action. Make that career transition. So, rail is a strong, exciting, and diverse industry with a prosperous future. Now, this major national industry employs more than 200,000 people, like I said, in a wide range of occupations, disciplines, and professions. And there are more than 180 companies, remember, comprising that industry that you have access to jobs and opportunities. And they're in our urban, regional, metro, rural, and remote parts of Australia. So wherever you live, there's opportunity. And whether the business is transporting people, freight, or minerals to their destination, it's done safely. So as a collective network, we help our customers take more than 769.9 million trips on our trains every year. We also move more than 1 billion tons of freight across the country. To do this, all the dedicated rail teams ensure that the kilometres of track, and there's umpteen of them, all the locomotives, all the wagons and carriages, they are maintained and operate safely. That's the job. The rail industry has a network of career opportunities for people of all ages and experiences, and I encourage you to consider the rail industry as a great place to work and advance your career. As always, I really appreciate you giving me your time to listen to this radio show. You can find out more information on this episode in the show notes or on my social media pages, either on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and be sure to tune in again next week, where we're talking about a career in... Tune in next week and you'll find out. Reach out to me and follow me on my Kick-Ass Women or Joe Sainsbury social media pages if you haven't already, and I would really love to hear from you guys. So show some love for Kick-Ass Radio and leave a review at bbsradio.com/kickassradio, or you can send me an email again at jody@kickasswomen.com.au. So that's it. It's not goodbye. It's see you later. Take care, stay safe, and keep in touch. HozComs. Go on, get your glow on. See you next week.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Kick-Ass Radio, where we kick goals and deliver empowering conversations for women. Want to hear more from Kick-Ass Women and Joe Sainsbury? Visit the Kick-Ass Women website or follow Kick-Ass Women on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. See you on the next episode of Kick-Ass Radio.